Hello, I'm Robert Hurt, your host for this NASA Spitzer Space Telescope podcast, part of a series highlighting recent results in infrared astronomy. Our world is made up of a rich variety of elements that we generally take for granted, but it's sobering to note that early in the history of the universe, things like carbon and oxygen, which are fundamental building blocks for life, simply did not exist. Today we are going to discuss some Spitzer results that are helping us to understand how and when these heavy elements appear in the evolution of galaxies. Yanling Wu, who is a graduate student at Cornell University in New York, is working on a study of organic molecules in nearby galaxies. Thanks for joining us, Yanling.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for inviting me here.
Well, then, can you start off by just telling us a little bit about what you've been studying, what your results are?
I've been studying the formation and destruction of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which is called PAHs for short, in blue compact dwarf galaxies.
These are kind of organic molecules?
Yes, this is a ring chain of carbon and hydrogen molecules.
So you said these are molecules in blue compact dwarf galaxies. What kind of galaxy is this?
They are those galaxies which are very small, and they are optically very blue. And this is because they have a recent star formation, but they have very low metallicity.
Metallicity.
In astronomy, metallicity refers to any element that is heavier than helium. And we think these are the analogs of the building block galaxies in the early universe.
So you think the Milky Way itself was actually built up from galaxies very much like this in its own history?
Yes, the Milky Way is a very well-evolved galaxy, and it's relatively big compared to the blue compact dwarf galaxies. So these BCDs I'm studying are just like baby galaxies.
I guess in a sense you're looking at the origins of organic materials and heavy materials that would have be the building blocks of planets and of life, right?
Yes, these carbon molecules are the same stuff as what forms the life in the Earth now. And these are usually formed inside stars, just like our sun. So we want to study the formation of those polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons in BCDs so that we can infer to the life in the early universe.
Okay, so you've been looking at the organic material in these galaxies. So tell us a little more about what you found.
From my study, it looks like in those very low metallicity blue compact dwarf galaxies, actually, you don't see PAH features. However, as the metallicity increases, the PAH features start to appear, and the strength of the PAH features increases with the metallicity of the host galaxy.
So I guess, in a way, that's what you would expect to find, right? Since the metals are the things that make up these molecules, that's kind of a natural progression.
Yeah, as the carbon abundance goes up, the oxygen abundance goes up, there are more and more material to form into those PAH molecules. That's why we are seeing more and more of them as the metallicity goes up.
So why is it that you think we have this population of relatively nearby galaxies that don't have or are just forming the elements that the Milky Way has had for many billions of years?
Because they don't have much heavy element, they don't have much carbons to form into PAHs, and the radiation field in those galaxies are very hard. The UV photons in the radiation field will destroy the PAH molecules even if they are formed. So it's a question of two folds. One of them is there aren't many carbons to form into PAH molecules, and the other side is even if they are formed, they might be destroyed by the hard UV photons.
How is it that you go about looking for these polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, these organic molecules?
I basically use the infrared spectrograph on board the Spitzer Space Telescopes to study my BCDs.
How does the spectrograph work? What does it do?
The spectrograph spreads the light out and lets you know which light it comes from. It's just like when you are listening to a music, you want to tell which sound comes from which key you strike.
So these organic molecules, they all have unique fingerprint and light. They show up at certain parts in the spectrum, and that lets you identify one material against another.
Right. The PAH features I study, they are spread in several bands, and I look at the strengths of those PAH features from the spectrum. I measure them.
Today we've been speaking with Yanling Wu from Cornell University. To find out more about this topic, make sure to visit our website at www.spitzer.caltech.edu. There you can browse our image galleries, read about the latest results, and subscribe to our email newsletter. This podcast is produced by the Spitzer Science Center at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California. The Spitzer mission is managed by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, also in Pasadena. For the Spitzer Science Center, I'm Robert Hurt. As always, thanks for listening.